Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, you have any cleaning to do as we start the new year? Well, there's always cleaning to do. Always. Some of them may be special stains and so on from partying, but most of them are just everyday kinds of things. You know, we produce a certain amount of things that have to be cleaned up. And Mother Earth Living has some suggestions that are easy, that are inexpensive, and that are safe. Now, when I say Mother Earth Living, for some of us growing up, we still think of that as sort of the hippie generation. Well, Mother Earth Living is still in business and still doing great stuff for us. And as I say, you know, basic cleaning materials, cleaning things that are in your house pretty much, and they are less expensive than all of the multitude of cleaners. They take up less space because you already have them there for another purpose, and they are much safer for us in terms of, you know, if somebody would eat them, which you don't want to have happen anyhow, but even in breathing in fumes and so on, much safer for us. And just, you know, every once in a while I get in this mood of cleaning out under my kitchen sink, and what do I find there? Well, many fewer chemical things than I used to find, because I just think it's, like I say, I'm convinced that it's such a good idea to use these things that are pretty ordinary. And they say Mother Earth gives us a list of 15 items that you can clean just about anything. And most of them you have on hand just, well, I think most everybody would have them. The remainder of them, almost all of them, you'll find on your grocery store shelf. Probably one of them you may need to go to a pharmacy. So what are the kind of ones that I think most everybody would have? Baking soda, and it's used for scrubbing and whitening. And I'll come back to that because I've had great experience with baking soda on some things. Cornstarch. Maybe not everybody has that on their shelf, but it's great for absorbing stains. Liquid dish soap. Again, I'm assuming most people still keep a bottle of that around, even though they may have a dishwasher, and we, of course, don't use liquid dish soap in the dishwasher, or we're in big trouble. Salt, toothpaste, and white vinegar. And I do keep both white vinegar and apple vinegar on my shelf just because we want white vinegar for some purposes, and for flavor, we sometimes want the apple vinegar. But one of the good things about vinegar is it keeps forever. You know, so it's not like something you got to replace every year or every few months because it's no longer good to use. So again, those, I think, ones that most everybody would have: baking soda, cornstarch, liquid dish soap, salt, toothpaste, and white vinegar. Now, the others that you may have to check out to see if you have, or if you want to add to your supplies: beeswax, probably not one that just everybody has, but that's good for polishing wood. Borax, that's one that I usually keep, and it's of course found with the laundry detergents, and it is good for removing stains and disinfecting. Club soda, yeah, another one that we may not normally keep around, but it's great, especially if you have carpet in your house. It's a great thing, or upholstering. If there's a stain that you spill something, it kind of lifts the stains. So a small bottle of that is a good thing to keep around. Hydrogen peroxide, and it's good for disinfecting, removing stains, and other uses. If you heard Dr. Leonard this morning, you know that he suggests everybody needs some hydrogen peroxide around if you have pets. Lemon. Well, lemon, if you don't ordinarily buy a lemon, you're going, oh, well, it just sits in my refrigerator and gets hard. The thing to do if you don't use fresh lemon on a regular basis is to cut it into some slices and put it in the freezer. And when you need some lemon juice, you can just pull out a couple of frozen slices and you'll be in good shape. Lemon is good for removing stains and odors, and it also is a slight disinfectant. Olive oil. I'm guessing a lot of us have olive oil there on the shelf because more and more people have been using it in cooking. And it's good for polishing wood. Pine oil. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. It's good for cleaning softwood floors. And, of course, it will be found in the cleaning supply section in the grocery store. Washing soda. another one that you may not ordinarily keep on your shelf, but again, it's found with the other cleaning items in the grocery store. And one last one, plant essential oils. That one you may have to go to the pharmacy to find, or some kinds of craft stores, because it's basically chemical-free fragrance. And I'm going to talk a little more about essential oils here in a little bit, because that's kind of interesting, I think. So what do you do with these kinds of things? You have them on hand and you need a cleaner. So what do you grab and what do you put together? For when you talk about other cleaners, you know, not the natural cleaners, you do have to really be concerned about what you mix with what, because the odors can sometimes be very toxic. Well, at least with these natural cleaners, even if you didn't put the correct things together, you're not going to have any harmful side effects. But, for instance, just an all-purpose cleaner, half a cup of borax and a gallon of hot water will clean most anything you need. And I mentioned I wanted to go back to the baking soda because I found, for instance, there was a stain on the kitchen counter. And I still have some chlorine bleach around. That's not on the list. Didn't move it. Took a little baking soda, rubbed on it. That spot was gone. Also, if you have baked on brown things, especially, it works on metal, but also on ceramics, those Corningware dishes and so on. You bake something, you have these little brown edges left. Baking soda will take those off in a second. Not much scrubbing needed. So baking soda is just kind of, if all else fails, I always go, okay, let's try the baking soda. But a good free drain cleaner, lye-free drain cleaner, and you know, you go to the store to buy drain cleaner and there's all kinds of stuff in there. Probably this is a good thing not to wait until you have a clogged drain, but do this on a kind of maybe it's a weekly basis, maybe it's a monthly basis, but you pour half a cup of baking or washing soda down the drain and then add a half a cup of white vinegar and let it fizz, and then you follow it with boiling water. This note says from a tea kettle. I'm guessing most of us don't have one of those. But we have microwave ovens. We can get some water boiling in a microwave oven pretty fast. Wait a half an hour and then repeat if necessary. Now, if you really have a clog, you might want to start with, if you have a plumber snake, that's a good thing to use. But otherwise, an untwisted coat hanger may be able to go down the drain, pull out any whatever's stuck in there, and you're in business again. So that's easy. The baking soda or washing soda first, add the vinegar, and then followed by boiling water. Clean out that drain. Do it on a regular basis, and you won't have probably too many clogs. And by the way, when you're going to use vinegar for cleaning, the best thing to do is buy a big container, maybe a gallon. It's much cheaper that way. And then I usually just pour it into another smaller bottle to keep handy. But remember, I said it never goes bad. It's always good stuff, so you don't have to use it up within a month or 3 months or a year, and it'll still be good. What about the grout cleaner? Is that something that bugs you? You have in your bathroom or even in your kitchen some grout that's sort of turned not the color you want it? Well, you can kill mildew and whiten the grout with that kind of same combination, baking soda and white vinegar or hydrogen peroxide. Just make a little paste out of that. Let it stand, put it on, let it stand for maybe 30 minutes, and then wash it off, and that stain should all be gone. If you want more information on any of this, of course, going to website is a good place to go. Or give me a call, and I'll be glad to share that with you. And I just wanted to again mention essential oils. Those are natural oils. There's a long list of them, but things like cinnamon, lemon, camphor, birch, cedar, and a few of those are available locally. They are taken from the plant in one of two ways, so they are natural oil from the plant with no other chemicals added. So if you're into a cleaning mood, or even if you're not in the mood, you need to do it, think about these natural things that you have in your kitchen, in your house, that can be inexpensive and easy to use. Until next time, here is the thought. It is better to debate an important matter without settling it than it is to settle it without debating it.